And welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything sin filtro.
Without filter.
Sin filtro.
So today's quote is going to be, actually we like this quote.
I actually chose it.
Good job.
Once Thank in your you. Life.
Just gonna...
Dang.
The quote shame. Is, self-awareness doesn't stop you from making mistakes, it allows you to learn from them.
100%.
I think that's actually something that I noticed that a lot of people aren't able to do, and I'm actually very good at doing.
Damn.
It's that... You're gonna make oh yeah, I'll be doing that all day. You're gonna make mistakes, and just I'm so quick to admit when I messed up. I'm so quick to admit when I'm wrong. I'm just
it never. Rarely happens.
It doesn't happen. But like I, even though I may not be wrong, even though I may think that my stance is correct, I am very good at seeing how the other side sees things, you know, like interpreting, mm-hmm. like, oh, like, this is your stance. Even though it's not my stance, it's not how it seemed to me, I can see why that's how you got there, so I'm sorry that I made you feel bad by doing this. Like, it's still mm-hmm. the right choice that I should have made based on how I interpreted the situation, but seeing as to how you interpreted it, blah, 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 I can see why, like, I seem like the villain to you.
Yeah.
So sorry that you got that impression. Wasn't my intention. And then the other person would be like, well, yeah, but, like, I wasn't the villain. I was just reacting to you. So it's like, damn, we just both completely misunderstood
it's
each other.
Two different versions of the story. We both lived it differently.
Deadass. And there's, like, literally nothing wrong with that. It's not about, oh, you were right, I was right. It's like, we can both be wrong in a situation. Like, you misinterpreted what I said, and because of that, I got angry. So then you got angry that I got angry, you know? And
yeah,
it just,
yeah.
it became
but
like...
the thing is, it could literally be both people's fault. But, I mean, yeah. Yeah, literally.
I find that that's something that happens with us a lot. We just misunderstand each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about clearing it up. And it's like, hey, we kind of both fucked up. We both assumed things of each other, and mm-hmm. it was wrong. So let's move past that.
Literally.
Done. And so, like, I feel like that self-awareness, that understanding that, like, other people have a view, and taking the time to actually hear other people's stances and hear how something that you said, the way you said something might have not been offensive to you, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't offensive to somebody
yeah,
else, you know?
Exactly.
And so it's important to see, because at least that's something that I learned, personally, words don't matter that much to me, but I've learned that they matter a lot to you, you
they
know?
Do, yes.
So it's the kind of thing where I might say something stupid, and, like, if somebody said that to me, like, it wouldn't matter, but saying that to you, like, hurts your feelings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the kind of thing where you have to understand that other people are going to take things differently and other people have different feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... I feel like I kind of drifted.
You did. You actually... You went away from the quote. No, but 100%. Like, what you're saying is true. It's just to acknowledge that just because you may be right, it doesn't mean that the other person didn't feel... Like, it doesn't mean that person's feelings aren't real.
Exactly.
Like, maybe... Maybe they had no reason to feel like that. Maybe
to
they're
you.
Wrong. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe, like, to you. Like, literally, I think that you're wrong in this situation, but it doesn't mean that they feel it any less.
It doesn't mean that their feelings aren't real.
It's literally their reality, and it's their perception of the situation. And even though, okay, yeah, maybe what they thought I was doing was wrong, but it doesn't change the fact that whatever I did, they interpreted it that way, like, a specific way,
mm-hmm.
and it made them feel negatively. It made them feel a certain type of way.
Yeah, so it's just about being like, damn, not what I meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
It's literally communication.
It's so important.
It's so important.
It's everything.
Honestly,
as
just
communicating.
As long
as you're communicating. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I also saw a total sidebar,
mm-hmm.
and then let's
Go
get
ahead.
Into what we actually want to do. This one guy on TikTok, I need to get his name because I'm gonna quote his shit a lot. I literally just saw, like, a TikTok video of his.
Is it the one therapist guy? The one
yeah.
that speaks so, like, softly.
And yeah, nice. I love him so much because
yeah.
he's so insightful and he's so calm. Like, I appreciate him because literally there isn't one thing that he said where I'm not like, yeah, of course. And he puts a lot of things into words for me,
mm-hmm.
which I need them to be
which
put into words.
Which I feel
words.
Like is kind of like our... Like, where we're at now. Because I feel as though we're really good at, like, identifying, like, knowing internally what we're feeling and, like, figuring... Because before, that's kind of, like, what a child goes through. It's, like... And that's why that's why parenting is so freaking tricky. Because it's, like... What? Sorry.
You haven't gotten to one thought. You're just drifting farther, farther,
Sorry!
Farther.
No, just because kids have no idea how to control their emotions, and kids don't even know what they're feeling, so
mm-hmm.
they just, like, the thing is, if they're sad or upset or uncomfortable or angry, they scream, no matter what. Like, it's all one emotion to them. They're not able to differentiate,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I don't know why I tied it back to that. The thing is, I feel as though we've come to a point to where we're able to, like, differentiate between all those different feelings. And, like, we know what they are internally, but it's still, we're in the process of still figuring out how to make those feelings words, if that makes sense.
Now I can identify that I have those feelings.
Yes.
But until I vocalize what it is, I won't be able to target it.
Or how to fix it, or, like, where it's coming from. Like, unless you literally vocalize it and, like, try to... And it has to be outside, because for some reason in your head it doesn't work. Either it has to be vocalized or written down. I don't know why.
I don't know about writing down, but I have to,
for
I have
me,
to vocalize
it. I have figured out a lot, like, not a lot, just a few things, like, about
writing
myself. By writing it down, just literally, okay, like, I'm feeling this,
the rest of us saw it without even vocal. The rest
the
of us vocalized
up. You're
it.
So
I'm
annoying.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
No, but, I was gonna go, there's a reason why I went down. Oh, well, it's, like, literally that's, like, our thing. I feel like right now it's just we're in the process of putting terminology to what all these feelings and emotions could be and all these relationships and all, like, everything, how it's, everything's intertwined, we're trying to put it into words.
You have to see it, at least in my opinion, you have to
if
put
not,
it into
if
words.
If not, you're not able to properly understand it, identify it, and tackle it. You can't unless you literally vocalize and or write down.
Yes, exactly. But just to finish my
thing.
Yeah,
sorry, I
fine.
Totally cut you off.
You're fine. Just one thing that he said, which is that in a relationship, you guys need, I forget how he worded it. He words it so well, and then I come in and I don't word it well. But it was to the extent that, like, you and anyone that you have, like, a relationship with, like, you guys need something that you talk about. Not exactly something that you have in common, because you guys can have separate hobbies, but the way he explained it is that his wife loves to do something with dyeing clothes, with stuff that they have in their garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm never going to do that. I'm not going to dye my clothes with garden stuff. Like, I have zero interest in that. But I enjoy hearing her talk about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The way she gets excited, she just tells me about it. Like, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that just because it's my interest, you need to be interested in it and go, dale, dale. It's like, no, but it's like, if you care about the person, you love hearing about the things that they love. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to love hearing about what the... You know, you have to love that.
Literally, I'm just thinking, like, at least in our relationship, like, the stories that you read... Like, even though, like, you're literally gonna give them to me to read, and that kind of, like, messes it up. Like,
I get so much joy from telling you the stories.
And I genuinely, I don't mind, even if, like, I don't mind being spoiled, because I'm gonna read it later, or maybe will not.
Thank goodness you don't mind.
That's the thing, where it's, like, it's just, even though, because I could have just as easily, it's like, no, don't tell me, because I'm gonna read it. Not so much as, like, no, I don't even care to listen to it, because, por encima, just, like, a point in contra as well. You suck at fucking telling stories.
Oh, I butcher the story.
Like,
you're
literally
like,
messed it up.
Happened.
So the thing
like,
is,
no?
I seriously don't mind. I actually enjoy it. I very much appreciate, like, you telling me the stories. But the thing is, it's like, you just literally, seeing your partner, or seeing that person you're in a relationship with happy about something should be drive enough.
It really,
you know what I mean? And I'm not saying it has to be one way, and I'm not saying it's like, and it'd be kind of shitty, like, if I listen to you talk about the books you read, but then, like, if I talk, oh, like, at least I literally, you do that for me, too, on Facebook. I don't know why I have so many couples, like, on Facebook that, like, they have YouTube channels.
I would never watch those, but I watch them because you do.
I mean, you watch the videos I sent you, but that's the thing. It's like, imagine if when I was, like, trying to tell you, oh, yeah, they did this, they did that, you'd be like, yeah, I'm really not interested. Like, that's so annoying.
The thing is, it's interesting because you like it, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I've learned their names, first off, because of how much you listen to them. Like, I know everyone's name. The only two I don't know are the two that you don't know.
Those are the two that I don't know.
You might know them now, but the ones from Slice and Rice?
Oh, Glory and Matt is their names.
That rings a bell, but I know everybody else. But those two, I didn't know their names. That's the thing. Like, you hear them enough, and then you're like, oh, like, I remember in the beginning, you'd be like, oh, this couple, it's like, I'd be like, which ones? Like, this one and this one?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, yeah. Like,
okay. I literally love them.
Like,
I was like, yeah, you know their names.
I can even hear their voices and know who's who.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of them, I remember... Rissa, Kwan,
yeah.
And then I think Ashley? No, it's not Ashley, wait. Charles? And...
You're on the right track with Ashley, but it's not.
Oh, fuck, what is it? You haven't heard them in a while.
Charles and Alyssa. Yeah, not plugging, but it's Charles and Alyssa forever. Rissa and Quan and Slice and Rice. Those are my main people.
Yeah, the thing is, Alyssa.
They're YouTube channels. Alyssa, yeah.
She has a very distinct voice.
She really does.
So I know if I hear her voice, I know that it's with Charles. And I think también the other girl,
Rissa,
she has a very distinct voice. Mm-hmm. And when I don't know who's talking, I know it's the Slice and Rice people.
Damn.
They don't have
distinct voices. It's like when I don't recognize anyone, it has to be them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm also, I guess I'm nosy. When you're hearing a video, I'm like, what?
Yeah,
it's like,
oh, it's the chisme. Okay.
No, yeah, because sometimes I get into some shit and I'm like, what?
What really she do? I don't know why. I'm so obsessed with reality shows.
Like, the thing is, I will never willingly watch them.
I want to watch the thing is, it's on fucking Hulu. I want to watch The Bachelor slash The Bachelorette so much.
If it was, they have like a couple episodes.
Oh.
It's not. They have one singing version that I think is complete.
I thought I totally just saw like The Bachelor.
But they don't have it all.
No?
If not, we would have seen it. Oh. Let me check again. I'm pretty sure they don't have it all. But if they do have it all, let's watch it. Even though it pisses me the fuck off.
But well, like, yeah, but just the drama, though.
The drama, yeah.
We drifted.
Yeah.
More than story, like, just the thing is, you need to have something in common to talk about.
Careful, but it's not just in common. It's that
you
have to get joy from watching them be happy about something, you know? Mm-hmm. You have to. It's not about, like, oh, no,
and
we
the
have
thing is,
things.
If,
like,
and if you're... If you're not, like, if somebody's coming to you and talking to you about something, like, if your partner or whoever you're in a relationship is coming to you and talking to you about something that they're excited about, something that they care about, and you're getting pissed off, like, pensando that you're the person, it's like, you need to realize that it's something, it's something in you. You're the problem
wrong
in that
yeah
situation. Because then again, I would understand if it's like, oh, like, I always listen to what you want to say, but then when it comes to what I want to say, you literally always shut me down. Again, keep in mind, it's always... The person who is shutting down is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's never you for, like, wanting to... And the thing is, I mean, feel it out also. Like, maybe... Oh, for you at least, with when I do tarot. Like, for if I were to talk to you about, like, my tarot shit all the time, like, maybe you wouldn't like it. You know what I mean?
So I actually do like it. You know what I don't think I... What I don't like about the tarot thing?
What?
It's that... And I know that there's a lot of TikTok accounts that do that. Mm-hmm. It's just you're doing tarot to the air. You know? I mean, you're not. You're doing it for our listeners, but it just feels so...
I'm literally doing it for whoever listens to the
podcast. I know. I don't know why. I don't like it.
It's okay.
But, you did it... And also, I don't like having my tarot done.
I know. And it's weird.
I don't know what it is. But I don't know. I
it's
need
just something against me.
I don't think so. I have to figure out what the fuck my
no,
deal
it's
is with
okay
tarot. But we drifted as fuck.
We did. I mean, just, like, to, I guess, say the quote. Oh, because I wanted to say something about the quote, too, because it's something, like, understanding, like, being self-aware, I feel like it's, like, literally knowing that you don't know everything. Literally knowing that you're gonna make mistakes.
Yes.
And just...
Unless you're God, and then you know you're perfect.
Shut up. No, but it's just being open to that and understanding that... You're allowed to make these mistakes, it's fine, but you need to learn from them. You're not allowed to keep committing these mistakes.
No. Yeah.
Once you realize that it's a mistake, you're going to learn from it and be better. And that's literally what self-awareness is about.
That's it.
That's literally it.
Just noticing. That's something that I feel like I've officially convinced myself of, because I'm 100%... Why did that come up? I'm 100% sure that I'd be a really shit parent. And it's
so.
It's because I know that I'm going to hold myself up to the standard... to actually be a good parent. Does that make sense?
Literally.
Where it's that I know that I might fuck... Well, I know I'm gonna fuck up. I know that I'm gonna do some shit wrong. I'm gonna do a lot of things wrong.
Yes.
But and it's because I know that I know that I'm gonna be able to grow and actually be a good parent and learn with my kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. And see, because a lot of situations, at least now, because we talk a lot about a lot of things, it's like, hey, we're gonna try this parenting style, depending on what kind of kid
I'm expecting an
and,
angel.
And, like, what personality. And if
what
they're
if
good,
not?
If they're not rebellious, if they're this, if they're... Like, it really depends. Like, the way I was raised... Like, if I was raised properly, it would look very different from the way you were raised properly. You know what
exactly
I mean?
Exactly. We're different
it's
people.
It's like, yeah, and you need to, like, tackle every situation individually. But, again, it's just knowing that you need to adapt, knowing that you're not perfect, and knowing that you're gonna make errors, but... You literally just need to learn from them and take the next best step and just do the best you can every
yeah
single time.
Yeah.
And that's literally it. And that's all anyone would ask for. Your kids aren't going to resent you for that. Kids resent you for thinking you were fucking perfect and fucking giving them shit-ass trauma.
No, you know what I mean? There's always something.
There's always something. And our kids are going to hate us for something that I don't even know. They're going to hate me for so many fucking things, but not for the things I hate my parents.
I don't understand kids who hate their parents because their parents didn't pressure them enough. That makes no sense to me.
The thing is, I feel to a certain extent you need guidance. You need...
I don't have to fucking drill it into you and force you.
No, agreed. The thing is, I feel as though you need to lay out options versus the kids who, like, hate that the parents didn't pressure them. They were like, oh, okay, you just do whatever. It's like, I feel as a parent, you can be like, okay, you can pursue higher education. You can join the military. You can do this. You can try to be an entrepreneur. You know, like, you're going to have, what, 18 years minimum with, like, your kids? You have time to lay out all these options. Yeah, like, you take the time to, like, talk to them and see, and it's like, hey, these are the different paths. Like, what are you thinking? Where are you feeling? Where are you at? Well, what are your interests? Like, you know what I mean? You talk to them versus a parent where it's like, oh, like, did you graduate high school? Yay.
Good. No, it's like, okay. Yeah.
When are you going to move out? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's very different. It's very different because there's a difference between your parents being like, you're going to do this. And, like, go, and that's your only option, versus, hey, these are all your options in life. You have all these. None is for sure set. Some are more, quote-unquote, stable than others. Some are whatever. It's like, what are your interests? What are you looking for? Like, do you want sports? Do you want artistic? Do you want just business? Are you interested in math? It's like, what... The thing is just... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
There is, yeah.
That being said... I'm cutting us off.
Yes, enough with the quote. Let's get into what we want to do.
Okay, because the thing is, I saw online, and it was, literally the title of this excerpt, I guess, is if you can answer these 25 questions about your partner, your relationship will last.
Let's see what's up.
I want to see if our relationship will last. Answer
how long it will last? Is there a...
No, there isn't, but if we don't get all of them correct, our relationship will die.
Damn.
Yeah. So,
no pressure.
No fucking pressure.
Here we go.
Ready? Question numero uno.
Dale.
Are they allergic to anything?
Okay, yes. You are allergic to latex and cats, potentially also dogs. I would honestly say any furry animal you are potentially most likely allergic to.
Okay.
You also get a little sneezy with dust or not.
Not as much as you.
But yeah.
But yeah, it'd be safe for me to take an Allegra. Mm-hmm. I mean, for you, literally dust.
Fuck me up, yeah.
And, like, seasonal allergies you have as
not
well?
Not as much anymore. I don't know if you can grow out of that, but because it used to get really bad.
Because you've been indoors, girl.
I've never been more outdoors in my life, first. And second, true, seasons are still out there, even...
I know, but if you don't directly interact
Do you know what
with
does
seasons?
Happen to me?
What?
The moment I go from the heat outside, inside, to a cold building... Sneeze.
Yeah.
The moment I go from inside a cold AC building to the outside, heat, sneeze.
Mm-hmm. I know.
The moment, if I'm sitting inside of an air-conditioned room, I'm chilling. The moment I drink any fluid, room temperature or colder, I am freezing. Freezing. I can't take it.
I feel like this is something you should talk to your doctor
about. Most likely. Am I, like, lacking iron or some shit? Apparently. Possibly. I think it's something that, like, if you have, like, hella veins in your eyes, or if they're, like, clear or white, then you have, like, low iron.
I don't know. Really?
I don't know.
That's something I feel, there's a way to check. I forget what it is. Oh, I literally need to, like, pull it out. But something that I've heard that apparently, and I think it's literally women in their mid-20s, or just in all their 20s, honestly, even though, like, mid to late 20s.
Okay.
Omega-3.
We lack it?
Lack.
Let me get some omegas.
Yeah, I literally bought us these pills that are fucking huge.
Oh, the fish oil?
The fish oil, yeah.
Let me start taking that shit. I know I am deficient somewhere.
I know, that's the thing. I know that we need to start taking collagen, cranberry, good for your pH. There's, I think, the fish oil. I think potassium is another one. But at the same time, you don't want to, like, overtake shit. And, like, I mean, you should always consult your doctor.
Yeah, but, like, ain't nobody got time for that. Medical insurance, who is she, you know?
I forget who it was we were talking with. But literally, I'm feeling out doctors right now. Even, I never go to the doctor, but, like, the last doctor I went to, I was so pissed off.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
Because I felt more knowledgeable than her. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and I mean, I don't want to, like, toot my own horn because of my fucking bachelor's degree or whatever the fuck, but I'm pretty fucking intelligent. And the fact that, like, I went and I was like, hey, there's these things. And she was like, yeah, just diet, do lotion, and drink water. And I'm like, okay, honey, I get what you're coming from. Like, and I know I said I had, like, I don't know, I had, like, pimples on my thighs or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was weird. Or, like, I had a rash. I forget what it was. And I was like, okay, I hear you. But I've been fucking 500 pounds since birth? Fifth grade. So there's that. I drink a shit ton of water. I've actually been, I've been drinking water pretty consistently for, like, the past year and a half, and I literally bathe my body a second time in lotion every single time I get out of the shower. That I'm not saying I shower every day, but every single time, like, my body gets dried out by water, I freaking lotionize. So debunked. So, like, and the thing is, she literally wanted to leave the room, like, after she told me that. She was like, whatever. She's like, oh, and fix your diet. And I'm like, well, honey, okay, I've been eating shitty for, like, the past 20 years of my life.
She was not going to let you get a dermatology referral.
In the end, she...
like, bitch, give me my shit. I don't give a fuck what you think. I want to go to a dermatologist.
I don't know. Just, I felt very, like, well, damn, like, I... Everything you just said, that as in, like, doctor advice that I'm paying, like are things even, that I already know and I'm doing. Yeah, that doesn't
even combat the issue that I'm going through at the moment. Like,
honestly,
you're not even a skin doctor. Maybe you're right that those are the issues, but how about you let an actual professional tell me that?
But at the same time, there are a lot of things that
you were having a skin issue.
I was.
So you should go to the dermatologist. But the fact that you had to sit there and beg.
Yeah, the fact that I had to, like, explain, like, yeah, no, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
It's like... Honey, obviously, if you're looking at it, like, the thing is...
Whatever.
Yeah. I need a different doctor, because I felt really, like, I was like, well, damn.
We have to go for
all these doctors stupid, or what?
Or what?
Ready? So, we passed the first question. Okay, 24 to go. Yep. What does friendship look like to them?
Oh, friendship? Long talks, like, just like, oh yeah. What's your ideal date?
I don't think that you could go wrong with this, to be honest.
Okay. So what is friendship? Communication, long talks, long drives, traveling, spending time together, going.
Is that what it looks like to you too, or is it different for you?
It's definitely different for me.
Oh, okay.
Your friendship looks like this, but just
yours is just sitting there watching TV shows together. Mm-hmm. Like, sending watching TikToks animes, to one another, yeah. Watching animes,
sitting at home all day,
opening little, what is it, the mystery boxes?
Yes, buying lots of those.
Okay. Yes,
that's what friendship is for me.
Are all the things you said for me not, like, long car drives is definitely one for you.
I do love that. Would I rather stay home? Yes.
Damn.
But I do enjoy long car rides. You prefer
staying home than going on a car drive?
I am a introvert with anxiety.
I just thought you really liked car drives. I didn't realize you liked
I do enjoy car rides. It's my favorite thing to do outside of the house, go on a long car ride. Because I don't have to interact with people. Go to one drive through and minimally interact with people. Yeah, like, that's my ideal day out. But I'd rather be home.
Yeah.
I'd rather be...
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
Zero interaction.
Ready? So, again, I don't think there's really any wrong way to answer that. Mm-hmm. You're, like, jittery. Are you okay?
No, I'm feeling very anxious, but I'm fine.
Oh, it's because of the fear of getting one wrong.
Yeah, you're making me anxious. We gotta get through all questions and no.
Who would be their dream dinner guest?
Huh? Damn. Your dream dinner guest. So you got to go to a dinner and you, like, a famous person or something?
Sure. Like, where would my mind go?
Oh! You're very family-oriented.
Oh, my gosh.
No anime character is going to come speak to you at dinner.
Shut up!
Especially none who are minors.
I was actually... The thing is...
Who's your top anime guy? Kakashi?
No.
Sesshomaru?
No!
Who's your, like, ride or die?
I feel like it changes.
Right, but, like... Who's at the top of the list?
I don't know.
The thing is, my list is actually very small.
What is your list?
There are very few that I actually simp for.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of them are minors.
Same. Okay, ready? No. Okay,
in high school.
But I feel like for every anime, like, you need to, like one specific character. You know what I mean?
I don't think... There's a single character that you can like in My Hero Academia.
Without that you actually being a like. Pedo?
Yeah.
What? That I can like?
I don't think there's a single character in My Hero Academia that you like and that you can like. Yeah, I don't think there is. I think Dobby is older. Oh, we haven't really met him in the anime yet. Dobby
definitely
but he's acceptable. Not even your guy.
No, he's not. Mine, okay, you know what?
We're you drifting, but simply out of curiosity. You like a fuck ton of minors, you pedo.
Shut the fuck up. You're so annoying. They draw them so muscular. How am I supposed to resist? I'm just
You
kidding.
Fucking pedo.
Shut up. I was obviously kidding.
I know, they're just drawings, but still.
I mean, okay, I would never actually simp for, like, a child.
They're children.
Okay, honey, like, you don't see me simping for anyone in BTS. Like, chill.
What's that?
They're babies.
Are they?
No, they're not.
I was about to say, I don't know their ages.
But who would your dream dinner guest be?
Well, first I'm trying to decide you. Honestly,
I know your answer.
Do you? Because yes. I don't know my answer. Tell me my answer.
I know both of our answers.
Who is it?
Bitch.
Who is it? Tell me. No, I have to answer. So I have to say one that's decent. I feel like we've done a question similar to this, and I don't remember what answer.
I don't think I ever gave you the answer that is my answer now. And your answer better be the same, bitch, even though you're not this type of person. I'm gonna be wrong, but right.
It's a real human, yes?
Yeah. They exist.
Are they dead or alive?
They're alive.
Is it Johnny Depp?
Girl, he did cross my mind! But and especially now that he's recently single, it's like, the thing is, the only reason I have dinner with Johnny Depp is to shoot my shot. So, like, it's like, how you doing, honey? Like, but no. I mean, because...
No, because agreed.
Because he wouldn't...
Who's mine?
If I tell you yours, you're going to know mine.
I have no one that I want to have dinner... Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I have it.
Okay!
What's the question?
It's like, who would be their dream dinner guest?
You.
Okay, same!
Okay.
Oh, yay!
Okay,
I was like...
High five.
Literally!
I was like...
The thing is, I'd just love to go to dinner with you. That'd be, like, the ultimate thing ever.
That's every single day, though. I thought we were How thinking, like, somebody different.
No. But the thing is, ready? The thing with this question is... I hate how... Well, I don't hate it. I love it. And I should appreciate it and be grateful. But it's very, like... We're just every day... Like, I'd love it if we went to a restaurant for dinner.
Right.
Like, that would be so much fun.
It wouldn't. Like, anxiety would die. Oh. Especially one where we had to, like, do a reservation. Oh my god, I would die.
But why not? Like, I would love that so much.
I really liked The Girl and the Goat, but do you have any idea how much anxiety that place gave me?
Yeah, I know.
How rough that was? Good food, but that was rough.
I know.
But let's keep going.
I know. Ready? Okay, so that's question 3. I feel like we both answered it properly.
Nice. Good job.
What is their dream career goal?
Happiness.
Yeah,
stability.
That's such a boss ass answer. Because I was thinking technically. And for you, I would be like your dream, like unachievable, like astronaut.
Oh, author. I didn't say unachievable. Okay. I was just like your dream would be to be an author.
I mean, that is my dream career goal. To be a creative writer.
But I'm glad I can't go to the moon because we wouldn't be able to see each other for like 5 years.
Oh, honey, if you don't think I would be going with you, you got another thing fucking coming.
But you would have to like go to astronaut school too.
Yeah. Do you think I would literally spend two years?
Such insane time.
Do you literally think I could
the
spend 2 years without
real.
You? Fuck you! If you want to be an astronaut, I would literally have to. If not, I would die.
My point is that I can't. I don't get to do that.
So I know, and low-key, very grateful.
Damn.
Sorry. No.
Don't step
no.
on my dreams.
I would never. That's the thing. I would literally.
You would become an astronaut.
I would never tell you not to. I would just have to do
what
it
if
with
they didn't
you.
Like let us go on the same mission?
Then I would fucking shoot somebody.
Whoa.
I have attachment issues, bitch. I did not sign up. It's like, imagine, like, they send you on a mission for 2 years, and then, like, a month before you come back, they send me. Fuck that, 4 years? No.
Ooh,
no.
Well, you would quit the astronaut world. You didn't even want to go.
Yeah, for real.
But you fall in love with it at one point, and you're like, damn it, I want this, too. Because then I'm like, ha-ha, I've been on the moon. And you're like, nah, bitch, me too.
How dare you make fun of me for deciding to abandon my career? How dare
so
you?
I had to rub it in.
I decided to quit, to not spend another 2 years away from you. And you're like, ha-ha, I went to the moon. You
look
didn't.
Look at my moon fan. Do you
don't
have any?
Oh, take yours.
No.
And or vacuum it up, bitch. Try me.
You would vacuum up my moon sand?
If you fucking shoved it in my face like that?
That's irreversible. I could apologize. for making fun of you, but you cannot apologize.
What you don't know is that you had the whole, like, you know, 24 ounce. I saved a little bit. But still.
You better save a little bit of the moon sand. You. Unbelievable. You would vacuum up my moon sand in a fit of anger.
If
Mastronaut is my dream.
Astronaut?
Astronaut. Don't make fun of me. I'm angered.
Well, damn. Yeah, so. Like, damn. I love how that's your first instinct. When I decided to quit to be able to be with you, like, ha ha, I went to the moon, you did
And then, without hesitation, you vacuumed up my moon stand.
Because you shoved your moon stand in my face. If the moon stand was No, the
you
thing is...
You just vacuumed it up.
No. Listen. You were like, ha ha, I went to the moon, you did it. Look, here's my moon stand. If you would have just said, ha
what
ha,
what you didn't know is that I was going to gift it to you. I was just teasing you initially, but there was more. It was going to be gifted to you. I just wanted to see if you cared.
There's so many levels to this argument. It's like, what you don't know is this vacuum was actually a store device and an air pressure cleaned the dirt.
Why would you clean my moon stand?
I don't know, man.
Dale, next question.
But yeah, I appreciate your answer. Yeah, literally happiness. I feel like that's happiness. My career. How do they say I love you? This is question 5. How do they say I love you?
Give me attention. No,
I'm kidding. Oh. you think me asking for attention is saying I love you?
Not really, but... Oh. I do know that you only say that because...
I love you.
Because we have the relationship where you could be comfortable enough to ask me.
Yeah. I do that a lot, actually. I'm like, can you please hug me? I need attention.
But how do you... I think... Because you don't actually ever say... I mean, you do say it, but... How do you say?
I noticed that it doesn't matter to you.
How
so
do I say it?
Down. I was actually really thinking hard. I feel like you say that you love me through nonverbal cues. I feel like with doing things that you're not 100% comfortable with.
Okay, agreed.
Like, going out of your way to, like go out with me and, like at least the other day we went to a sunflower field. And I know you fucking didn't want to walk through the sunflowers because you were like, a bee is going to fucking attack me. But you did it, like, 4 times because I wanted you to. I know.
And I can't stand that.
I know. But you did it, like, 4 times because I wanted you to. Like, I wanted to walk through them and you didn't let me go alone, which, and I feel like, because in things like that.
I feel like we're answering the wrong question because it's like, how do they show that you love you is what you're saying and what I was going to say too, which is like the patience you have for me, even though I know that I hold you back a lot, like you're still patient and you're working with me for me to get to the level of comfort that you have, but that's not how you say you love me. That's how you show me you love me. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so then how do I say I love you? So then it's verbal? I mean, I call you beautiful.
But that's the thing. I think most of our showing of love is nonverbal.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah. I mean, because I do say I love you sometimes, but...
I'll say it too, but it's not...
I say more often than you.
Honestly, not really. Those words, not that much.
I'm like, I love you so much. Like, you're so special to me.
You'll say that sometimes, and I'll be like, you're special too, bitch. I never gonna stop loving you, bitch.
So I guess, how do they say I love you? With a lot of nonverbal cues. Mm-hmm. I don't think...
It's more showing than saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Ready? Question 6. Do they like mustard or mayo?
I was about to answer for you. You're more of a mayo. Well, you love mayo. So, not on hot dogs. Not talking hot dogs. But sandwich, you'll put mayo. And Kimpy mayo, I fuck with that all day.
Ooh, girl, love Kimpy that mayo shit. Is so delicious.
But like regular white people mayo.
Question, on these sandwiches that we're going to make for our road trip in the next few days, do we want Kimpy mayo or mayo? I feel like we should try. We should try a sandwich with Kimpy mayo and try a sandwich with mayo.
I don't even think we should risk it, though.
Because I don't want to take away, because mayo with some kind of like lettuce, with some like tomatoes and like some meat and cheese. Uy, que rico. You know what I mean?
But like minimal mayo. Like, honestly.
Yeah, just to moisten it a bit so that it's not dry.
Oh, yeah, I know. But the thing is.
Shut the fuck up.
I never minded mayo. The word doesn't bother me. It's just when you're putting it with mayo. Mayo never bothered me. I actually liked mayo.
But?
Until if you like,
let it sit out and it becomes, like, crusty and, like,
and clear.
Yellow.
I don't even know what that is. Ugh, I just mean, thinking just about that.
Dried mayo, my love.
I know, but that's just so fucking gross. So, like, I'll put mayo. Right now, mayo seems repugnante, so my answer is mustard, obviously.
But yeah, you know that I like knew mustard. That. I did. I
was and I know that you're not a huge fan of mustard. You'd prefer mayo.
I love Dijon mustard.
That's not what it asks.
I know, but I love Dijon mustard so much. Like, I don't even understand how I like it
so actually
much.
Don't understand how you like it so much. I prefer regular mustard over Dijon.
I mean,
especially the Dijon and that little squishy. The Kraft Dijon is disgusting. The fancy, the Ouf Dijon, that probably has, like, a French name in it. That one's actually pretty good. But the Kraft Dijon,
I feel like just a, like, side facts is what you were saying about the mayo, like, drying up and being all crusty or whatever. Another thing, like, with adulting that I like, que me repugna, is literally, you know, like, when you make a meal and, like, you have to reheat it, but, like, you have to serve it to reheat it or whatever the fuck? Like, frozen ready-made food, like a frozen soup, it's literally one of the most disgusting things for me. And like I know it's food, and like I know like it's all psychological in a soup, and like you literally just need it heated up for like 3 minutes in the microwave and then just and fucking like good. Eat it and it'll be fine and it'll literally be the soup that it was when I first made
it. But it just looks so
but big. The fact that it's cold and like chunky, and then if it for some reason like salpica and it's like cold,
bro, can I don't we not talk about food. Me está repugnando.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh damn, sorry, let's
no
not.
You're fine.
There might be another food question, but like yeah,
but like so yummy food,
me I guess yuck. Me mayo, the thing is again depends on the setting, because I like mustard too. I like both,
like
but
let me tell
if
you.
I had to choose like just mayo for the rest of my life or just mustard for the rest of my, not like on everything, but like I have to cut out an ingredient and never use it again, I would easily cut out mustard and like have mayo for my sandwiches and for like my shit.
If we cut out mayo, are we talking kimchi mayo too?
Mayo.
Okay, I would forever. Choose mayo.
Oh, you too?
I cannot have sushi without my mayo.
I got you.
Yeah, so.
Oh, damn. So if kimchi mayo wasn't included, it would be mustard?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to give up mustard.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, I feel like we've answered them all so far.
Yeah, we're doing good.
How do they feel about faith? I feel like without getting into too much specifics, I mean, you're spiritual, indecisive, a existentialist.
Yeah, and right back at you.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Not Catholic.
Yeah, no. Do they share your values?
I feel as though if they didn't, I wouldn't even talk to the bitch.
I feel as though, if not 100% of, the thing is, it's because of a lot of the things, like, the values that we've developed, we've been through the same things to develop the same values.
We started at the same fucked up place, and by talking and learning, we've reached a point.
Yes.
Together.
Yeah.
So we have the same views. The only thing is, you're a little bit more enlightened with the whole, I don't know
spiritual
what you call
shit?
Witchy shit, but is that even faith?
I mean, yeah, it's part
of
my
faith. Is that even values? Sorry, it's not faith, it's values.
Oh, it is, I was gonna say, I would consider that faith, not values.
So we do have the
same
values.
So I feel like,
on the important shit, well, that's an important thing.
I was gonna say, like, is there anything that we don't share the same opinion on? No. I really don't think there is.
I think you're willing to get an abortion.
I am.
Yeah.
I say that now.
I was about to say, I know myself, the circumstances would have to be, like, fuck,
I mean, the
for
thing
me
is,
to actually get one.
I know, let me say it this way. I would be willing to get an abortion if you said that you think I should get it, but the fact that you don't want me to get it means that we'll be in it together, so I'm not.
We would be in it together no matter what.
I know, but if you were like, hey man, I think you should get an abortion,
I would never say that.
I know, because I'd be fucked up, but no, but I'm just saying, it's like, the fact that it is an option. It's not like, I don't give a shit what anybody says. Like, I'm not getting one. I would be willing to get one.
The thing is, I do not want to stretch out my belly and push out a child. I don't want to do that. But it's literally our dream for one of us to fuck up and get pregnant and then be able to raise a little child, because we are desperate for little children in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're trying to reach out to any little... At the park, come with me, child. No, that's weird.
Dude,
I'm just kidding.
Don't out us.
No, shut up. No, that's the thing. Like, I really want to spend any weekend with, like, my baby cousins, because, like, I didn't get to have a childhood, so it's an excuse to go to the park and me to play on the swings. It's like, I'm with the kid.
For
and, like,
real.
I love to be that happiness for them. Like, when they come over, like, they know we're going to have fun. They know
oh
that
God,
they're going to snack
and
watch movies.
Next to the Panera That's like a fun thing.
What the fuck is that? Maybe once Rona chills out a bit more, though.
Maybe.
Because I know that they won't wear their masks, but I don't really feel super comfortable with them not wearing their masks. I got you. So, but agreed. That's hella an option. Yeah. But even though they always come over here, they literally always go to that Olive Garden, so they probably know that that exists. They've probably been already.
Or maybe not. I mean, the thing is, and if they have, they'll love to go again. Don't kid yourself.
But the thing is, my point was, like, our endgame is that we want to raise a child together. If we could adopt together, we would.
Yes.
And you would be willing to abort
that
ticket to happiness?
I mean, as in,
your body, your choice. No, I support. But
do you understand where I'm coming from,
though? Not even a little bit.
Like, no. It's not like, oh, like, do you understand why I want to get an abortion? No, I'm saying it's like, it's an option for me. It's not like, because some people are like, I would never do that. I'm not, I would never do that. It's like, if I feel as though that is something that I would want, if that is ever something that I want to do, I am willing to do it.
Okay, I hear you. If the circumstances are that it needs to be done,
like you said, our thing is that we literally want one of us to fuck up and have a child. We literally want that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's no way I would abort our ticket to happiness. Literally, there's no fucking way. But if for some reason, like, any circumstances that it's like, I can't have this baby. I don't want to have this baby or whatever.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Whatever it is, it's not like, shit, I guess I could give birth and put it up for adoption. But then if I give birth to it, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
Like, if for some reason.
Actually, I don't know if that's worse. Yeah, I see your stance. I don't even know. But let's keep going. Whatever. I see your stance. So, yeah, we have the same values.
I think, yeah. 100%. Except for this, apparently.
No, we have the same stance.
How do they feel about their relationship with their family?
How do you make that sound? Like, huh?
It's like,
ha. Yeah. I don't know the sound. That's how they feel about the relationship with their family. Daddy and mommy issues all the way around.
I feel like neither of us have bad relationships with our family. Just, it's not good. It's like a neutral standing point, you know? I mean, I feel like what this question is, like, asking is, like, do you know how the person feels about their family?
Well, yeah, we know that.
So they're standing with
their
family. These
questions are fucking easy.
They really are. Our marriage is still safe. What does their perfect day look like?
That's so fucking stupid.
Why? Okay. Something that apparently, if you don't know, our relationship will die.
You'd probably want, like, you know, a cloudy day.
Like, wow, you're starting that far?
I don't know. It's not too sunny. Oh, probably good weather and then, like, going out early in the morning, going to, like, a cute little breakfast shop, and then just, like, exploring new places, like, whether it be, like, a little store or, like, any little thing, and then going to a cute little mom-and-pop shop and getting lunch, and then doing more exploring. I don't know, maybe go to the beach or some shit, and then, like, ending the night with dinner, and then... Is that not a perfect day?
That sounds amazing.
I was about to say.
I love that day. When are we doing it? That sounds amazing.
That seems like a really fucking busy day. Pick one thing.
Oh, shit.
Ain't nobody got money to do all that shit.
Ready for you, a good day would be we start off with, we would go make some coffee, then probably do some, like, nice meditation, some, like, morning shit, like, meditation, maybe a little bit of yoga, then kind of relax, either go to a park or go somewhere and, like, watch a show, like, just get some vitamin D, like, watch a show, just be by ourselves, whatever, probably get, like, some cake, get some sushi, I don't know. Maybe the going out thing was too far. Maybe we should have just stayed home. I don't know. And then sweat.
Yeah, it sounds fine.
And then watching TV or, like, as in a show, like an anime.
I like painting, too.
Yeah, and simultaneously painting. You didn't let me finish my thoughts. Simultaneously painting. And then we would end the day by, like, going to Target, see if they have any of the little, like...
Oh, my God, yeah!
Like, the little, you know...
We have to go and get the little Chibi Master things.
Yeah.
If I can't get the three dumbasses...
People don't know what I'm talking about. It's fucking... What are they
called? The little mystery bags.
The little mystery bags. The anime mystery bags. And then...
You know, I ordered some Demon Slayer ones that are coming from Walmart.
I forgot too.
I think I ordered 6. If I ordered less than 6,
depending on what we get, I'll order the second batch.
Hell yeah.
Does that sound like a good day?
Yeah, sounds lit.
Did it actually?
Yeah.
What would you have preferred?
No, that's fine. Cricket. Just food right now, me repugna. So when you said sushi, I was like, eh. I know if I was feeling better about food, sushi would have been lit. I'm not feeling food right now.
Oh, like no food? Like you wouldn't have eaten that entire day?
If the day was today, no. Wow. I don't feel like putting food in my mouth. Water sounds good. I'm kind of thirsty.
Oh, me too. I have a water bottle somewhere.
We should go get water in a bit.
Yeah. What is your partner most grateful for?
You are most grateful for me.
I am! And you are most grateful for your self-awareness. Wow. And me.
Okay, yeah.
And me.
You almost answered the question wrong, you dumbass.
Shut up. Since when?
Since when what?
You literally never say that you're grateful for me.
Because that's so cheesy. But everybody knows. Damn.
I don't know. I need to hear it.
I know. I have. I don't know what you call it. Let's keep going.
Okay. What are their lifestyle habits? I feel like these questions
are too... We
literally
live together.
Yeah,
so
we live together, so
you want me
skip.
To say how your day goes?
What are their medical needs and wishes?
Ooh. Health?
I need Allegra. My doll.
That little Taiwan pain relieving oil.
Yeah, that one Asian oil that, like, is amazing.
Amazing.
And I know what you want me to do with your body once you pass.
I was like, what? Cremation! Oh, well, no. Cremate, whatever, can't be donated to other people to use. But that kind of sucks because, like, you... Oh.
What?
Yeah, like, we have to get on the organ donor list. We have to get on it.
Fuck that shit.
You have to get on it.
No.
If the mafia is trying to steal your organs, they would do it without you signing the card anyways.
But they won't know what blood type and shit I have.
Yes, they will.
No!
Dumbass.
The mafia!
You have to get on
the mafia wants my body. What's their number one obsession?
Anime. Well, sorry. I can't answer mine.
Anime is your number one obsession? I guess it is right now as well.
Yeah, it's in phases.
Anime and fruit.
That passed.
Stop.
It passed.
Anime and lettuce.
Just anime. There's no and.
And lettuce!
Your fucking obsession.
Anime
is...
and shorts.
I like to wear them. That's not an obsession.
You're obsessed.
So does that mean you're obsessed with dresses?
No.
The little cute dresses that you're finding on Amazon?
No. I literally just started buying them. How can I be obsessed with them if I haven't even interacted?
That's how it works. You bought like 20. That's an obsession.
Excuse me. I bought like
what?
Five?
What's your obsession?
What am I obsessed with?
Being an aesthetic? Photo shoots. Taking pictures.
Oh, I'll accept that. I'm definitely obsessed with that. The fact that I haven't taken like a single picture of myself in like 4 months, I've let myself go.
Yeah, I would say that you were like obsessed with writing, but you don't do it enough.
Bitch, if you don't.
If I don't, what?
I am obsessed with writing. Get over yourself.
I'm just gonna do it. It's saying I'm obsessed with anime, but I never watched. That's not how an obsession works.
I was obsessed with anime, and I never watched, honey.
You're not obsessed with anime.
Okay, that's their number one obsession. What movie do they watch when they are sick?
Sick? You don't really ever get sick, but I feel like I would change that to a comfort movie.
I don't have a TV in my room. So,
depression. No, your comfort movie, definitely Pride and Prejudice, the two, the zombie one and the original. I feel like those are your comfort movies. What else is a comfort movie for you?
I mean, that one or the Pride and Prejudice or which one?
We just watched After the Ball. Would that count as a comfort movie as
well? That one's so cute. I mean, I support, yeah, but what is my favorite movie?
Oh, you would watch that when you're depressed? That's not a comfort movie. That's a hell yeah movie
time.
Yeah,
it's like, it fucking gets me. Yeah!
Oh, then the King
Arthur. I want to go to war!
Testosterone! then the King Arthur movie.
King Arthur, yeah.
Oh.
With Jude Law.
I didn't know.
I love that movie. It literally gets me so hyped.
I know, but that's not what I would consider a comfort movie.
Yeah, I guess it, like, no, but the thing is, low-key, Pride and Prejudice have them depressing moments, too, and it's weird.
But it's still
It's so unsatisfying for me at the end, especially. She's like, your hands are so cold. And, like, that whole, like, end,
they
like,
end up together.
I know, but, like, barely.
Not barely.
I know. I like the book so much better.
Oh, I didn't
And
it,
what
so.
Movie do they watch when they are sick for you? You will watch whatever I want. What is your favorite movie? I am drawing a fucking blank.
I'm not really a movie person.
Yeah, so we'll just watch anime. My Hero Academia. There you go. When you're sick. Mm. Or on High School Host Club?
Or what? Rehopping on the anime train is kind of new.
Haikyuu.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm, like, depressed or sad, yeah, Haikyuu would make me happy. Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah.
Yeah? Damn. Yeah. Okay. I went through, like, 5 different answers. But, like, we'll take that last one.
Anime's good.
What is something they would like to get better at?
Coping. Oh, sorry! Fuck! I can't answer for myself.
I love how you're giving me all these answers. I don't even have to put too much thought into it.
For you, ask the question again.
What is something they would like to get better at?
Is there something you want to get better
at? You want to get better at coping.
Shut up. I don't know, maybe like self-confidence, self-esteem.
Yeah, all of the above.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, self-love, mostly. I find like everything that I am working on currently can be kind of like summed up by self-love. Is that I'm not taking care of myself the way I want to be or should be or deserve to be.
Yeah, so.
So self-love. Mm-hmm. Same for you? Yeah. I guess you say coping. What specifically?
Coping with life.
Life, yeah.
Self-love is a good one, too.
If they could gain one ability or quality, what would it be?
Wow.
Talk about me. Or you can give me your answer, too.
Right. I was like, what do I need? Fuck.
For you? One quality or ability.
Does immortality count as an option? Oh, I know you want to be immortal. Yes,
I do.
Yeah, I'd say immortality.
Sure. And you would also gain immortality to be with me forever.
Okay.
Fine. What would you want to gain?
You're supposed to answer that.
Fine. They could gain one quality or ability. The ability to be comfortable everywhere.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
At least to be able to fake comfort.
Yeah, to feel comfortable anywhere.
I wouldn't even ask for that much. Just to look like I'm decently comfortable would be nice.
Oh, it's just the external? You don't like that other people know that you're uncomfortable?
Yeah, to put up a facade where it's like,
it would be the opposite. It's like, as long as you're comfortable, you don't care if other people think you're uncomfortable as long as you're comfortable.
That's probably true. That'd probably be better. Yeah. It just seems like asking for a bit too much.
What is their blood type?
Ugh, unfortunately. O. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's the most common. We're such basic bitches.
What are they truly afraid of? Commitment.
Death? Loneliness. Sorry. Loneliness.
You commitment. You said commitment. Sure. Yeah, that's why loneliness. You haven't married me. Yeah. Loneliness is my biggest fear. Yours. We literally talked about it the other day.
We did. You don't remember?
I think something about stabbing.
You fucking it? Bitch. Something about murder? Pain.
Oh, that's... I knew it had something to do with killing.
Stab you mixed up.
Oh, suffering, pain. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. Yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What is their favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
Same?
Yeah, honestly, no dessert really gets me going, so ice cream's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Some days ice cream really hits home, but...
Sometimes... Mm. I feel like, do you know what your favorite dessert is? You just haven't found it yet.
What?
The ultimate cinnamon
roll. I know! They don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
They don't exist.
But that's your favorite.
Also, my favorite food is tacos. I just have yet to find the taco of my dreams.
Did you not get pretty close to it with the
yellow one? It was pretty, it's the closest the taco's ever gotten to actually being what I expect tacos to be.
Yeah, they're
this one time. And the cinnamon roll has yet.
What was the meat it had? The fucking, like... Pork something?
Pork belly.
Pork belly? Mm-mm-mm. Fucking a taco with pork belly? That shit was so delicious.
Hell yeah.
What?
You said fucking a taco with pork belly. And I was like...
No, I was like fucking...
I know, like, I know. Just the sentence.
Shut up.
The pause wasn't that long, so I was like, damn.
The pause kind of meshed together.
Yeah.
What is their most treasured memory?
Oh.
Your most treasured memory?
Oh.
Any memory with me?
I can't answer for me.
What is your most treasured memory? Because I don't think you know mine either.
I have amnesia, so I don't remember anything.
Well, damn.
So I don't have a treasured memory.
Well, fuck.
I do have one memory of when we were younger that will forever live with me. That one time that you tied your legs together. I'll never forget that.
Tell the story real quick.
That story's such a fucking mess. I don't even know how to tell it. But do you have a treasured memory?
I mean, literally any of those, like... late night conversations we had. I am so easy to just like fucking.
You really are.
I'm so. No, shut the fuck up. I'm literally. I become so happy really easy. Like, not like in a bad way, but just like literally any time that you said yes to go to the fair, any time that we went to a museum, any time that we went to the park together to paint, any time that we had like a late night conversation, any time that we like did like a photo shoot, but like it was cute, or any time we went to the beach.
So all the memories are treasured. All the good ones are treasured.
I mean, yeah. I mean, anyone that was like nice is super special.
It's called having ADHD. Dope. And narcissistic father.
Do they love or hate their birthday? I think you hate yours for no good reason.
I think you also hate yours for no good reason. We've had really bad experiences with birthdays. So, yeah, I don't think either of us like birthdays.
I mean, I feel as though, for me personally, I don't think it'd be right to say I hate my birthday. Is that I am still hopeful for the hopeful for a better birthday. So I don't hate it yet. I'm just, it's like, hopefully we'll do a better,
Speaking of your birthday, all my surprise gifts to you, I gave you. I have literally nothing to give you for your birthday. What were your surprise gifts? The Noia costume.
Yeah.
A little Shoto's coming, but he'll arrive in, like, July.
Who's Shoto? Oh, the little peluche.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was it's okay, but
you're gonna buy me lunch, so it's chill.
Yeah, I'll splurge on you that day. I don't really have anything else to give you.
We'll see. Sorry. Maybe you'll buy my souvenir when we go.
Sure, I could do that.
Yeah. A lobster? For you, a lobster to go?
That joke is hysterical. The guy who said it fucking actually said it right, and I butcher it every single time, but I think that's so fucking funny. So you go on a date, it's like a lobster for here and a lobster to go?
For real. What would they save if the house burned down?
Your chest and then that little wallet thing. Is there anything else? Oh, yeah. And the basket. Where's the basket with everything?
It's in the drawer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should know where that is. It's in there?
Yeah, in the, like, cabinet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the purse, where I have my savings, my writing, my chest, I guess my purse. If you happen to see it on the way out. Some clothing items.
My favorite shirt. At least my second favorite shirt.
It's like maybe a pillow. I can only sleep with these.
Yeah. What would I do? What would I save? What would I get?
Zero.
My dog?
Yes.
I'd hope that he would leave.
You can't expect that much.
What about Googs, bro?
I expect he's downstairs. What would you take? Your chest?
I guess.
Probably your manga collection.
What?
It can be sold for a profit. The whole house burned down, man.
Yeah.
Your monies, your credit cards. Oh, do you know where all my, like, credit cards are?
Doesn't matter. You can get new ones.
True. That's true.
The little boob fun job jar. Uh-huh,
that.
Chest. That'd be about it.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. My God. The bin with all the pictures, too.
Oh, you have that?
I do.
All our childhood pictures?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Ready? What is their ideal vacation? Have we been answering all these properly? I think so.
I got enough for us. How many more are there?
This one and one more.
Okay, ideal vacation. Honestly, just a vacation sounds ideal.
For you or for me?
For you. It could be in a tropical place. It could be in a cold place. Like, imagine in a cottage where it's snowing. I was about to say, to ride a camel? Fuck yeah, that's racist, but...
No. Yeah, I guess racist, but sounds exciting.
Yeah, ride a camel.
I like it.
But yeah, literally, any vacation sounds great.
And for you, probably somewhere...
No
not
vacation
Not too hot,
sounds
but
great.
Not too warm. Not too hot, but not too cold. Somewhere alone in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that sounds
probably cool. Cabin vibes.
Not that alone in the middle of nowhere, because murder.
Okay, because shotgun...
Okay.
You don't want to kill somebody?
Not really. Because jail?
Oh. Well, I mean, middle of nowhere. Again.
Bury body. That's why we watch crime shows.
Yeah,
preparation.
For real. We really need to, like, hop on that in case. I don't know why. It really, it's a theme that has come up in our lives a little too much, if you know what I mean. We need to, like...
Don't incriminate us. See?
Yeah, it's like, enough with the conversation. We'll, off air. What is their go-to karaoke song?
Okay, you don't do karaoke, but I think, a song that you could sing the entirety of?
Mother.
The Gayote song.
Oh my gosh.
You sing that
you
one
really,
well.
You really are hung up
you
on
You know
that
what?
One.
I can't sing, but I feel like a great karaoke song is I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Why? I fuck with that. The power, the motion. That would be my karaoke song. And I! We don't need you to show us, but yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I guess. And that's it.
You didn't really answer what my go-to karaoke song was.
I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Shut the fuck up. A
different one. For you, like, you know, any anime theme song, to be honest. Like, why? And the thing is, as long as, like, the lyrics are on the English screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the English pronunciation, like, and you would just jam out. I mean, same, but what? Hmm. Are all my answers anime-based for you?
They are. The thing is, I would...
It's your current obsession, so
I know, but, like, sure. Don't Stop Believing, that would be a great one.
Don't! Yes!
Also, the one we're halfway there. Like, that's such white people music. But, like, I fucking love those two songs.
Okay, well, the fact that you expected me to actually, like, remember those songs, it's, like, the thing is
my... Those are my answers.
My memory is, like...
Selective.
So impeccable, but, like, do not ask me for songs.
Moral of the story, our relationship is fine. It's more than fine. It is pretty magnifique.
Yes.
We just succeeded. I would call this a success.
I would call this a success as well. So, yeah, guys, be sure to ask these to your friends and or partners.
And see if your friendship / relationship is better than ours, because I doubt it.
Damn. Well, I mean, facts.
Facts.
Okay, so...
Cap. No cap. Facts, no printer.
Facts, no printer. Sure. I don't know. I'm not with the chillins.
I'm trying to stay up to date with the TikToks, but it's hard.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that was our
first episode. So, guys, thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.